From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. So what really happens regarding legal same-sex marriage in Monroe County come Tuesday? There is court action underway right now to determine that. Last Thursday, Key West bartenders Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones won the legal right to marry, overturning, in that county at least, the state's gay marriage ban. Within hours, State Attorney General Pam Bondi said she would appeal Judge Luis Garcia's ruling, and that triggered an automatic stay, meaning that Garcia's ruling is put on hold. But now the couple's attorney has filed an emergency motion to lift the stay, and what happens next could actually vary by the hour. Right now, though, the stay remains in effect. And now the Scott Rothstein Ponzi conviction has crossed over to claim a high-ranking Broward sheriff's lieutenant. Lieutenant David Benjamin was first fired, and today he was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for his role in the scam. Benjamin was taken away about 3 feet from the woman whose illegal arrest on trumped-up drug charges he ordered back in 2009. Her arrest came because Rothstein asked for it as a favor to him and her ex-husband. Ex-husband Douglas Bates is now serving 5 years for his role in the Ponzi fraud. The Hobby Lobby U.S. Supreme Court ruling on birth control and health care may be overshadowed by one that is pending. Carol Gentry of Health News Florida reports.
The case is called Helbig versus Burwell. If the Obama administration loses the case, there would no longer be subsidies to buy health insurance in 34 states, including Florida. Researchers calculate nearly 1 million people in Florida would lose their subsidies. Experts say that would force most of them to give up their health insurance. I'm Carol Gentry in Tampa.
A Kennedy Space Center building in Cape Canaveral now bears the name of Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon 45 years ago. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?